Once again, it is time to pause in our morning jollity as Kordick and Company calls attention to the cause of one of our nation's most enthusiastic pressure groups. Fearlessly, we of Kordick and Company leap headlong into a bitter controversy as today we salute National Bug Week. Unlike other weeks we have called your attention to in the past, the celebration of National Bug Week is fraught with controversy. Bug Week was started back in 1887 by the Save Our Bug Society of America. Fielding E. Gruber, president and present grand exalted spider of the society, sets forth their principles in a recording from last year's convention in Dallas.
The bug, and by that I mean non-poisonous, has as much right on this earth as anyone here in this here auditorium. We must stop this wanton cruelty that exists in our country today. Everywhere one goes, it is the popular thing to step on the bug or to swat them. I say, this must stop!
On the other side of the ledger are the men of the ABAA, the Anti-Bug Association of America. Taking issue with the Save Our Bug Society at every turn, they devote much time and effort to use National Bug Week to their best advantage. In a prepared radio and television statement, exterminator number one of the ABAA, Rupert Comstock of Grand Falls, Iowa, says,
"Ladies and gentlemen, I say bugs are no good. Now, if we ain't careful, they're going to take over the earth. It's the duty of every American to stomp on every bug he sees, irregardless of what type it is. Now, this is a free country. Let's keep it free of bugs, too."
So the controversy rages. Fearful lest the issue become a political football, official Washington has little to say on the issue. In the last 20 years, bugs have been mentioned in only one official pronouncement.
Now, there is little doubt that the bug population of North America far exceeds the human population,
spoke the Bureau of Census in 1937. Meanwhile, the National Save Our Bug Society prepares for this week's giant celebration in the city that was chosen Bug Center of the World for 1957, Antwerp. In accepting the honor for his city, the Lord Mayor of Antwerp said,
"Vi patsilado, dry hotzen kleifen sigerheit, isto gebrauslif ingstoindende."
Thus, with mixed emotions, the board of directors of Kordick and Company chose a middle-of-the-road path as we salute both factions, the National Save Our Bug Society and the Anti-Bug Association of America, during this National Bug Week.